We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachmish and Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shavuos, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos Ha'edus no heges ba'anashim velo ba'anashim. Mishnah is teaching us about the Shavuos Ha'edus. This is where someone knew testimony on someone else's behalf, and that person said, could you come and testify for me? And he swore, he took a Shavuah, I do not know Eidus. And then we find out he was lying. So he's chayav a korban olah v'yorid, based on the pasuk in Vayikra. Hey, v'nefesh ki secheta v'shama kol olah v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. So he is a witness, potentially. He saw what had happened. Melo yagid v'rasav anov. Someone comes to claim, come to court and test on my behalf, and he swears that he doesn't know Eidus. So then, v'nasa avo. Now he has to bring a korban olah v'yorid. So the Mishnah says here, teaches us that this only applies to people who potentially could come and testify. If you couldn't come and testify anyway, it doesn't matter that you knew Eidus and you swore that you don't and you lied, because even if you didn't lie, if you came to court, you wouldn't be able to testify. Shavuos Eidus no hages ba'anashim velo ba'anashim. Women are pasul Eidus based on the pasuk v'amdu shnei ha'anashim. And we learn from there, anashim velo nashim. The Gemara brings the Gezeirah Shavah. It says, al pi shnei Eidim. And here it says, v'amadu shnei ha'anashim. So obviously, v'amadu shnei ha'anashim is a reference to Eidim. And al pi shnei Eidim. So the Eidim we're speaking about have to be anashim and not nashim. Baruchokim v'lo b'krovim. The shvuasa eidus, our korban olah v'yorid, this entire discussion does not apply to relatives, because relatives cannot come and testify on this person's behalf. So if, let's say, you have Reuven told his brother Shimon, can you do me a favor? I know you know testimony that this person owes me money, stole money from me, whatever it may be. Come and testify. And Shimon swears to his brother Reuven, no, I swear I don't know any testimony. You find out he's lying. Shimon won't be chai of a korban olah v'yorid anyway, because he couldn't come and testify on Reuven's behalf, because they're brothers. Bikshei v'lo psula, Mishnah says. This applies to people who are kasher l'edus, but not people who are disqualified. Why would they be disqualified? Let's say they're considered a Russia because they violated some Nisr Doraisa with the Chayiv Malkus or Chayiv Mises based in or the like. So that's someone who's Pasul Eidus. The Eino no Heges person is a Gazlan. The Doraisa certainly is Pasul Eidus. That's what we call a Russia de Hamas. The Eino no Heges Ela Berui in Lahayin. And then the Mishnah says, and it only does not apply except to people who are suitable, who are fit for testifying. Sounds like we know that already. That seems to be just a summary of what we've been discussing. The Gemara says this phrase comes to include, number one, a melech. What do you mean a melech? That a melech does not apply to a melech. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, ha melech lo meyid. So we want to tell you that king doesn't, and now king obviously is not pasul officially leidus, and he's not, and if it's not for a relative, you don't have the issue. But since the Mishnah says the melech cannot testify, so the shvuas ha'edus would not apply to him as well. It also comes to include people who are pasul leidus min derabbanan. Take, for example, the Mishnayis, the Mishnah you have in Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, the Masachi Bekuvia, one who gambles, throws dice, Mafriche Yonim, who bets on the pigeons, and that whole list, those are people of postulated Smidurabbanan. They also, if they would testify, they would swear falsely that that they don't know ages, they really did, they would not be Chayv Karban Lavayarid, even though their disqualification is only the Rabbanan. Then the Mishnah says, Bifnei Beisdin, Bishelo, Bifnei Beisdin, Mipi Atzmo. Which means if this aide, well, let's talk about a regular case. This person who knew testimony, he swore to the Tovea, to the one who's claiming, can you come and testify for me? And he swears to him, I don't know Eidus. So he's chai for the Shvuas Eidus. And that would be true whether he took this shvua in Beis Din or even outside of Beis Din. That's what it means, mi pi atzmo, umi pi, that's what it means, bifnei Beis Din, shvua bifnei Beis Din, but it's mi pi atzmo, meaning he is the one, he testified himself. He came to the Tovei and says, I don't know any Eidus. Umi pi acherim, ein chayavin ad sheyichperu bahen bebeisdin divrei Rabbi Meir. But if it's others who are during him, the Toveya, the one who wants to make this claim in court, comes to this aid and is mashbia him and says, mashbiani, he says to mashbiani aleichem, or he comes to two aidim, let's say, shetavo ibituiduni, I mashbia you that you should come and testify on my behalf. And they said, what? We don't know any aidus. They didn't say any shvua. And they didn't even say Amen, which is considered like a Shvuah. So here, this is Mipi Acherim, this is not Mipi Atzmo. So therefore, they wouldn't be Chayav the Shvuah Saedus unless they did this in Beis Din. If they were Kofar, they denied this in Beis Din, then in Oedus. So then this would be considered a Chiyuv of the Shvuah Saedus of a Karbon El Beyorin. But if it were outside of Beis Din, since they didn't use the language of Shvuah at all on their own, and they didn't even answer Amen to the language, to the fact that this person who drew them was Mashbia, they didn't say Amen to him. So then it's not a real Shvuah outside of Beis Din, they would not be Chayv. What's this based on? So Rabbi Meir explains, it's based on the following, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir's opinion. Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. So what does that teach me? You're not Chayv unless you denied you were kofar in a place where had you testified that Eidos, it would have been effective. So therefore, in such a case, unless you're in Beis Din, it would not have been, in this case, it would not have been effective because he didn't use the language of Shvuah. But this is only with respect to Mushba Mibi Achim, where other people are the ones who are saying, I want you to take a Shvuah. And you respond, I don't know anything. So that's where this applies, because in Lo Yagin, also, if you're not in a Beis Din, how do I know then where you, Nishba Mipi Atzmo, you took a Shvuah on your own, that you don't know Eidos. So if you did that outside of Beis Din, so why should that be effective either? Why should that be Chayv Shvuah Eidos? Im Lo Yagin V'Nasav Ono, it doesn't have to be a case where you were in Beis Din where potentially your Eidos would have been effective. So Rabbi Meir learns from Shvuah HaPikadon. When it comes to taking a Shvuah on a Pikadon, on a deposit, on an object that you're watching, there, the halach, if you deny with a Shvuah to the owner of the object, I wasn't negligent, whatever it may be, that is considered, or he never gave it to me, that kfirah, that Shvuah is effective even outside of Beis Din. And therefore, Rabbi Meir learns that im lo yagid masav, oh no, it has to be done in Beis Din. That's only where you are mushbami pi acherim, because that seems to be the context of that pasuk. It says, "Mishama'a kol Allah." Shama kol Allah sounds like someone is being mashbia you. So there, im lo yagid masav, oh no, you have to be in a Beis Din. But if you nishba pi atzmo, you were the one who offered. You said a shvuah that I don't know edus. So then we learn from Shvuas HaPikadon that applies even outside of Beis Din. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Once again, if it's Mipi Atzmo, not others who are juring you, but you said yourself, Shvuah, I don't know, even outside of Beis Din, you're going to be Chayav or Korban El Aviyoreid. But if it's other people of Mashbiyahu and you didn't use the language of Shvuah, so then it has to be in Beis Din. Chachamim Omim, Bein Mipi Atzmo, Bein Mipi Acherim, and chayavim achiyichvu bahen beBeis Din. According to the Chachamim, their molinia say you're not chayav a carbon of yored, even if you are mashbia mi piatzmo, if you did it outside of Beis Din. He says, you have to do the shvuas bichay for shvuas edus. You have to do the kfira in Beis Din. But if you notice carefully the language of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, "And the enon chayavim achiyichperu bahen beBeis Din," which means the kfira, the denial of knowing Eidus, has to be done in Beis Din according to the Chachamim. But that doesn't mean the Shvuah has to be done in Beis Din. According to the Chachamim, the Shvuah that you took couldn't be before you came to Beis Din. You could say, I swear I don't know Eidus. But that will not be effective unless you come to Beis Din and say, I don't know Eidus. I deny that I know Eidus, even though you don't use the language of Shvuah in Beis Din. Perek Dalin Mishnah Beis. V'chayovin al Zedon HaShvuah. So when we're speaking about our Shvuah Saedus, so how does it work? So it says, the Mishnah says, Yichayv this korban olevi yoreid on Zedon HaShvuah. Zedon HaShvuah. It means if a person, they were mazed regarding the Shvuah, they knew Eidus, for this person who was Tovea them, and they swore b'mazed the Sheker. And they also knew that it would be chayv a carbon on that Shvuah. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that on all of these cases, b'chulon, this is the language of the brisa, b'chulon, all the psukim that speak about a carbon of a yored, which is the Shvuas Bitoy and Tumas Mikdash, which we've spoken about, Nemar Bohen V'Ne'alam. It says the word V'Ne'alam. Remember that word, it disappeared. There's a state of unawareness, forgetfulness. But V'Kan, but regarding a Shvuas Eidos, Lo Nemar Bohen V'Ne'alam, it doesn't say V'Ne'alam. What does that teach you? L'chayev al-amezid k'shogi. To teach you that, you're chayev this carbon, not only if you do the bishogi, but even the mezid. As opposed to, let's say, tumas mikdash, we spoke about shvuas bitoy. If there you're mezid, you get malchus. But here, by shvuas ha'edus, even though you're mezid, it doesn't say the word of an alam, it comes to teach you that b'mezid, you'd be chayev, just like shogi, chayev a carbon levirid, even if you do it b'mezid. Va'al shigigasa im zidon ha'edus. So once again, you chayev a carbon, even zadon shvua. And not only that, even if you are b'shogeg, what does it mean? Zadona edus and shigigasa. It means if they're shogeg regarding the shvua, which means they didn't really b'chayv a karban if they swore falsely. But they were amazed regarding the edus. They absolutely knew that they knew edus, and they swore falsely that they don't know the edus. So that was amazed. The fact that they b'chayv a karban, with respect to that, they're shogeg. They didn't know they b'chayv a karban for lying. The Einam Chayavim, so that's what it means. You Chayav a Korban, whether it's Zadon HaShvua, Mazed on the Shvua, you knew very well and you knew you Chayav a Korban. Or even if you're Mazed on the Shvua, you didn't know you'd be Chayav a Korban. You're still Chayav a Korban. But the Einam Chayavim al Shigigasa, says the Mishnah. But if they're completely shogeg, they really thought they didn't know Edus. And then they find, after they swore falsely, they realize, oh my gosh, we actually did know Edus. They're not chayev a karban, because that's not, they're anusim, that's anus, they're beyond their control. At that point, they thought they didn't know Edus. They're not called nishba'in la'sheker, because after all, there weren't nishba la'sheker at that time. And then the Mishnah concludes, Uma hein chayavim al zedon shvua. So what are they chayav in this case? Carbon ole v'yored, as we mentioned, the carbon ole v'yored, which as we mentioned several times, it all depends on how much money a person has. The pasuk says that hevi es hashamo lashem al chatasa sher chata. What is he bringing? Nekeva min hatzon. Kizba osiras izim l'chatas. It has to be a female sheep or goat as a carbon chatas. Vimlo segia isagi adoye day ser. You don't have enough money. You can't afford a sheep. Vehivia sa shamash chatas de torim ashe bene yona. So you bring the two birds. Vimlo tasigia adoye day ser ashe bene yona. Vehivia carbono asher chata asiris haifa solus l'chatas. You bring the flower, the mincha offering.